FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul. Yeah, hello. Who is our in-house astrologer. So we will be taking calls. When we take calls, please add in your date of birth, because that allows Nancy to connect with your vibration of your birth date and helps her with her reading. Doesn't help me so much, but you know, every once in a while I get, you know, little bits of it because she is wearing off on me. Nancy can be found at universalsky.com. And today we're going to talk about recognizing the divine within oneself.
Yes.
But the lines are open, so you can give us a call. We get really busy, especially near the end. So if you have a question and you want some answers, give us a call now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just remember, make your question really clear and provide your date of birth, because that will assist us. All right. So what's happening? Well, we're out of Mercury retrograde.
We're out of Mercury retrograde. Do the dance of joy.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say. And it wasn't really affecting me in the beginning of the Mercury retrograde, but it hit me at the end when my refrigerator went.
Yeah.
Yes, I spent a whole day cooking. Everything that was in my freezer that's attached to the refrigerator. So I had burgers and hot dogs and bologna. My husband loves bologna, so I'm constantly, whenever it's on sale, buying it up and sticking it in the freezer. I had like 5 packs of bologna. So we ate bologna for a whole week. I don't ever want to see bologna again.
That's a Newfoundland thing, I think.
It is a Newfie thing. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Although I do like bologna every once in a while.
Yeah, but like, and I'm talking like the big packs of bologna, not the little, you know, good for lunch for a couple of days. No, we're talking lunch for a week.
Right.
Right? Right. Times 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yummy.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, got another freezer out of it and fridge, so that's always good.
Right.
But yeah, it was purchased during Mercury retrograde, so I'm pleased, like, no, don't let it go again. Don't let it go again. The reason, like, the refrigerator is such a big thing with me for Mercury retrograde is when I was still living at home, my mother decided to purchase a new, and that fridge went back to the store every Mercury retrograde for 2 years.
Really?
Every 3 months, something would go wrong with the freezer. She'd be like, come pick up your freezer. It's not working. Or fridge, freezer. It's not working properly. And they'd give her like a brand new one.
Wow.
So she got a brand new fridge freezer every 3 months for 2 years.
On Mercury retrograde.
On Mercury retrograde. It would go. So like one time the ice maker didn't work. So she returned it, right? And then she got a new fridge. And she'd like totally switch it up for a different model, right? Because I don't want the same one. It's going to go again. So, yes, when Mercury retrograde happened in the sign of Leo, and it's quite interesting because my mother is a Leo, my refrigerator went. And I'm thinking,
just a bad memory.
Just a bad memory being reactivated, right? I did chuckle internally, right? No, my husband wasn't chuckling. And I wasn't chuckling when I was cooking all that food.
No. No.
But
I'm sure your mom was too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the funny thing is, the fridge that I had looked identical to the fridge that she had purchased the first time.
Maybe that's part of it.
Well, I'm actually wondering, is that the same fridge?
Oh, maybe. That would be funny.
But anyways, I got another freezer and fridge out of it, so we're good. We're good now.
To the next Mercury record.
Yeah, no, we'll still be good. We'll still be good. Okay. I'm setting that intention.
All right, good.
So, yes, recognizing the divine within the self.
And that came, that's kind of because of this new moon that's coming in 2 days.
In 2 days, on the 17th. We have, and it's in the morning, so it's at around 11:50-ish, 11:50-something, 11:54, I think, a.m. Eastern time. And it's taking place in the sign of Leo. And the sun rules the sign of Leo. So Leo's ruling planetary body is the sun. And the sun has, well, you know, it's a good, it's a happy, fun energy. It's connected to the sun card in the tarot as well, right? So it brings out that playful, that joyfulness energy within the self. It rules the heart in the physical body, right, which is where our sense of spirit resides, where our true divine nature resides within our heart chakra. And so there is that connection with our own divinity and our sun sign. However, what typically happens, because it also rules the ego, okay, and our human nature, so there's that fine line between our divinity and our personality.
Right.
Right? However, we're acting on a personality level, that is a reflection of our divine nature. Only our divine nature is a pure essence. It's got like a higher octave to it, a higher vibration to it. Whereas our personality traits are more of a lower vibration, a human quality. So they're very, very similar. It's just one has a higher vibration, one has a lower vibration. And if you tap into that authentic nature that resides within our heart and really being centered and conscious about that higher vibration within the self, that's when we're recognizing our own inner divinity and our own light energy.
And I mean, typically Leo isn't about, I mean, this has been a strange month in that it's been more quiet and internal versus
yes.
what it usually is, which is more vibrant and
outgoing and social and partied up. Right.
And ironically, you know, we here in Toronto, and I believe in Michigan as well, have had a lot of rain.
Yeah, in the last couple days.
Well, the last really couple weeks. I mean, this month has been...
Okay.
No, you know,
I don't.
A lot.
Well, you know what? I remember the odd day at the beginning of the
yeah,
month.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
But we've had like consecutive 5 days or 4 days of rain in
yeah.
a row
yeah.
up where I am. So I'm just north of Toronto. Yeah. And yeah, so we've had a lot.
Well, considering... You know, the first couple weeks in July, which were bone dry.
Yes.
And
most
hot.
Of July was bone dry and hot.
Yeah. Yeah, we had one day where it made up for it all,
mm-hmm.
which really isn't beneficial for the planet.
No.
No.
No, trees are actually dying in northern Ontario because of the dryness. So they're already looking like fall colors,
oh,
and
really?
That was in July. Yeah, but when you go up to the tree, you'll realize there's no life left in the leaf. So they're already turning that reddy color.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's because they haven't had enough water and enough nourishment, so they're dying. And they won't know officially if they're dead until next year.
Right.
So it all depends on our winter, on whether or not they'll survive the year.
Interesting.
So, yeah, they were saying like one out of every six trees is dying in the Muskoka area. So,
wow.
And north. So going up even further north than that because of the dry summer.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, we have some callers. Are
okay.
you ready to?
Sure.
Okay. So we got Esther from Los Angeles, which I do not remember an Esther before. The 14th of September, 64. Hi, Esther.
Morning, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Excited over here to talk to both of you. My question is, been looking for a second job part-time for a couple of years now. I was wondering if there's anything that's blocking me from receiving more financial means or...
Okay. Okay. So you've just been looking for part-time?
I work currently full-time,
okay.
but it doesn't pay enough, so I've been looking for a second...
It's been crazy times, eh?
I'm sorry?
It's just been crazy times. Like the last 3 years have have just been like really crazy times for a lot of people. And I think that is part of what's going on for you. I know that we're kind of similar in age, and I know that it's been like that for me. But looks like things are about to change. Looks like you're going to have some choices coming up to you. There is something around anxiety and disappointment around finances, though. So, and it also seems to stem around a male person. So I don't know if it's a relationship you're in or, but there's something around that as well that's part of the block that's sort of happening around you. So be aware of that and see. It could be somebody that's in your, it could be somebody that's in your employment as well, but I kind of feel it's more personal. But there's a choice around something coming up for you, and you have the opportunity to create something much bigger. I think maybe when I asked you about just doing part-time, I think maybe expand what you're wanting to look for, because I think there's not really a reason that you have to have a full-time and a part-time. I think your full-time can change completely if you focus from a place of your heart and not let the fears, like there's something, I think you're being guided right now to look broader, to look more open and expansive.
Yeah, I'm going to agree 100%. I think going for, it's kind of like if you were to get another part-time job right now, you would be run ragged. You'd be exhausted.
Yeah.
Right. What you need to do is really reevaluate your full-time position. And look for something completely different that pays a lot more money. Because there is an opportunity out there. It's just for some reason you don't want to change that full-time position. And it
you're
is connected.
Right. You're right. I'm scared because we've been comfortable and I didn't expect it to last this long. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's connected to that male dynamic or that sense of authority that you have there, or just that sense of security, which is also that male dynamic energy that I think Lori was picking up on.
Right.
Right. If not, it could also be connected specifically to, you know, your reputation as an individual. You just don't want to leave. Right. You might be worried your reputation is going to be ruined, or you don't want to disappoint other people at work, or whatever the reasoning behind it. But it's like you need to look for a new full time position. And that's why you haven't found a part time position.
Got it. Okay.
Right. You can find something that's so much better.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say it's around the same amount of hours that you're working, but there's the potential for more pay, which will subsidize that pulling on, you know, putting in double time and getting a little bit more money in a part-time job.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, I get that that's part of the problem is that you just need to, is there anything astrologically that we
can... astrologically, I want to tell you, control your spending. Sorry. I know it's fun to go shopping. I'm going to say you're an impulse buyer. You're very, very logical. Like typically when it comes to a big purchase, you really, really think about it, but there's a part of you that shops impulsively sometimes for little unique things that you really don't need. Okay. So pull back on that. That'll help you with that little bit more money that you need as well.
Yeah. Wow. Were you with me?
No, I can just, you have Moon and Sag, which tells me when you're feeling down, you go out and buy these little eclectic cultural things that, you know, that are really unique, but you don't really need them. They're just more of an emotional pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely, right? Why?
Yeah, and you don't need them, so stop buying them.
Okay. Okay, wow.
All right. Well, let us know what happens. We've got to go to break, but let us know what happens, Esther, okay?
Thanks, ladies. Such a joy to speak with both of you.
Yes. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. We're going to go to break now. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Arruda here from Universal Sky, and she's our in-house astrologer. So when you call in or you do instant feedback, just provide us with your date of birth. and be really clear as to what you're wanting if you send us an instant feedback. But you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn.
You've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Ruta. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, although she's going to be with us again next Wednesday. So if we don't get to you this week, we can definitely get to you next week. We do get really busy near the end. Everybody wants to have their reading. So connect in with us now so that you can get into queue. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just, again, be clear about what you want and provide us with your date of birth. And that helps us. All right. So we've got another caller. Yes. It's Angie from Michigan. Who, it's kind of interesting because it's kind of the opposite of the last caller.
Yes.
She loves what she does, but it's only working part-time. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
All right.
I was just sneezing, so I'm going to sniff.
Okay, so let's see. So you love what you're doing, but it's only part-time.
Yes.
And you want to make it full-time, or do you, what is your hope there?
Well, and more part-time or a full-time that would, at least I would make enough to survive.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want to just survive. I want to do more than survive.
Yes, you do.
You want to thrive.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes. But a lot of us have issues around
thriving.
Thriving and financial independence, and because there's so much greed based with money. You know, so a lot of us have, you know, issues around that because of all the attachments with money that are in the collective unconscious that we have issues with. So there's a little bit of that with you. I'm going to say that it looks like things are changing for you. Signals look like there's going to be some choices coming up to you, and that there is going to be some more money. So it looks like you must be planting the right seeds and doing some of the right things. Just, you know, be conscious of, you know, your thoughts and fears around money, because by your first statement, your first thought is still, you know, survival. So we get caught up in that survival mode, and we get caught up in the fear around being able to survive. And so that, you know, that is part of the issue, is, you know, that's where we get caught up. That's where our fears are. And that's, you know, that is the first thing you said to us. So that is also where your fears are. And, you know, of all the areas that we can be impacted the most, it's financially.
Yeah.
Because that's where most of our fears and a lot of darkness reside. So that's what you're getting.
Okay. Same vibration. Okay. And really, like I said, use the word thrive. Okay. Survive, thrive. They kind of have the same flow to them. So it's easier to catch yourself when you go into that automatic survival word instead of abundance or prosperity or like survive and thrive. They have that similar vibe, right?
Okay.
But you're actually going beyond the survival. So use the word thrive whenever you hear yourself going into survive. I'm going to tell you, you can actually create something more than what you're looking for. Okay. But you do have to start at the bottom again. And I'm not saying like mailroom bottom, but you have to probably go into a position that's beneath what your skill set is. And then you can build into that skill set through applying yourself and showing your ability to handle the tasks that are given to you. So keep looking. Even though you love where you're working now, you may have to step outside of that realm, go a little bit wider. Okay. Okay. Look for a position that's similar, but look for something that's full time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or look for something in a different company that's one position below the position you're doing now. And then there's the potential in a short period of time to grow into that position. Exactly. And when I say short period of time, I'm looking like, you know, I don't like using timing, but just to give you a point of reference, it's about 8 months.
Okay.
Okay. So it's less than a year. You wouldn't have to prove, you can prove your worth in less than a year. Is what I'm getting. But like open up to the year just in case it is longer, right? Universal timing and, you know, how we measure time on a clock is totally different.
Right.
So, but it's not long at all is the point I'm trying to bring across.
And you'll still be bringing in more money because it's full-time versus part-time.
Yes. Yeah. You will be bringing in more money because it is full-time versus part-time. And then there's the potential to move into that position that you love doing.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. So just open it up. You know, see if you can eliminate some of your debt, because from an astrological perspective, you play on that polarity of my money versus your money. I don't know if it's a relationship dynamic where you're dependent on somebody else for your means of survival. Start believing you can take care of yourself. It doesn't mean leave the relationship or not expect them to contribute. It just means stop allowing their contribution to hold you back from making your own.
I don't know.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
No? Okay.
But I do get child support. I don't know if that's...
Ah, yes. So that could be the dynamic that I'm speaking of. It's your money versus their money. Okay. The less you make, the more they have to pay. Okay. Right. So like let go of that dynamic. I'm not saying let go of the child support, but increase your own income. Believe that you can take care of yourself because you don't need their money to survive once you're in that position. And yes, they were still entitled to give you money, and then that's just gravy.
Yeah.
Right? But don't yeah. let what they're paying you hinder you from making more.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And I mean, that whole aspect, even though there's nobody in your life, although that definitely is probably what Nancy's picking up on, there's also that aspect of you giving your power away, like wanting to be saved
yeah.
by someone. So, you know, just be aware and conscious of some of the beliefs that you hold around.
I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself.
Exactly. Like, wouldn't it be wonderful to say to that individual, I really don't need your money. I make enough money to take care of myself and my family and my kids.
Yeah. Then he would say, well, then I'm not paying you.
Well,
and you know what?
Legally,
he still has to pay. Exactly. But I'm just saying,
yes,
look at it from a position of self-empowerment. Okay?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just be absolutely fabulous if you made enough money to cover your own living expenses and beyond?
Yes.
Okay. That you weren't dependent. So if he didn't pay 1 month, it's like, oh, well, he'll double up next month. No big deal. It no longer pulls on your emotional nature.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you can just totally let it go, right? If he pays, great. If he doesn't, no big deal. Right. I'm making enough money on my own. Right. So try and flip that within your consciousness. Yes, legally, he still has to pay. He still will pay. Right. It's not about that. But don't hold on to that strong emotional need of him paying.
Gotcha.
It's a need.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us know what happens. Okay.
I will. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. We did get Esther, even though she did phone us, has also instant feedbacked us to say, you know, thanks for taking your call. We were right on about everything we said and that we're amazing.
Thank you, Esther.
I just thought I'd pop that in. We're going to take the next call, but we will go on break before we get finished. And it's Ellen from Michigan.
Hello.
Second. Hi, Ellen. It's the 2nd of June?
Yes.
Okay. 47. All right. So you say you've changed careers several times, which I think honestly is, I think it's normal for our generation to sort of, you know, not like our parents' generation, and you're sort of on that edge of it, but you know, that generation of, you know, one career fits us for our entire life.
Yeah.
We kind of moved out of that.
And I just have to plug in, Ellen, you're a Gemini. You need constant change all the time.
Got it.
Oh, there you go. So you feel a calling into the medical field?
Yes, actually, when I was a child.
Sorry?
Pardon me?
Alternative medical field or like...
Yes, alternative,
okay.
actually. But I
okay.
wanted to get the credentials, you know, in the mainstream.
Really? Okay.
As well. Because there are mainstream physicians and nurses that also use alternative.
Oh, for sure they do.
You know, sure. And so I wanted to get those credentials. And also I enjoy the studies. I love science.
You must.
Gemini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must. Okay, you know what? We're going to keep you on the line, and we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we will give you the answers, or we will provide you with guidance. Not necessarily the answers, but we'll provide you with guidance when we get back, okay?
Well, that would be wonderful.
All right. We're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Because Nancy Arruda is here with us today from Universal Sky, please provide your date of birth, both either from the phone or from the instant feedback. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten. Empower. Enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain tied to me, tight, tight, when you're fucking. Got the claws in you, my friend, into your heart, heart, beat
lost for you. I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come crash into me, am I coming to you? Am I coming to you?
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and today Nancy Arruda. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, but she's also going to be with us next week. So what is that, the 22nd?
I believe so.
It is the 22nd. Well, I'm good. he's all over you today. What's
oh,
that
yeah.
all about?
I don't know.
Sorry, my cat is being very affectionate with Nancy today. It's probably because she's eyes are all watering up
yeah.
and very allergic to today. Yeah, so Nancy's with us usually every first and third, but she's also with us next week. And her website to get information from her is universalsky.com. And, yeah, we do astrology and we do our cards as well. So if you have a question, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just send us, be very clear about the question that you're wanting to know. And give us your date of birth. All right. So right before break, we were talking with Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
Hello.
All right. So I guess when we started pulling cards, I mean, obviously you are being very supported in making choices and, like, your relationship is very supportive, which is very nice.
Yes.
Very,
it's a refreshing
very nice.
Change.
Yes. Very, very nice. But our engineer was saying that you had a lot of obstacles in moving towards wanting to change into this medical field. Are you wanting to get into nursing?
Well, I originally wanted to be a physician, I don't want to go. I would have to go back overseas. They cut off the money during the recession for financial aid.
Okay.
And there is some money available, but I just don't want to leave my family. So I was looking at becoming a clinical practitioner of nursing.
Okay.
So that's where I was getting nursing.
Yeah. I got the physician part, so I was surprised. Yeah. Okay. Well, I understand. I get that. I mean, one, you're being, you have the support and you have the desire to go back. I think, you know, it's great that you want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I would say go for it. I think you will have opportunities open up. Just instead of focusing on, I guess, come at it from a place of your heart rather than the fears of worrying about where and when and how and, you know, how it'll all work out, because it will work out. It's just come from a place of your heart. And, you know, if you don't succeed the first time, and obviously you've already had some obstacles come in your path, you know, don't think that this is the universe discouraging you, because it's not. It's just maybe this isn't the perfect place for you. And I think the more you open yourself up, the more you follow your heart, the more you're likely going to find the place that will be perfect for you. That's what I'm getting. Nancy?
Yeah. Me too, by the way. Like, yeah, truly open up. And because there is a sense of restriction being imposed upon you, whether it's to go for the, you know, the physician degree overseas and having to take your family with you, or being here and doing the nursing, the clinical nurse, and being with your family. The restriction is the family in this particular component. And I'm not saying ditch your family and do what you got to do for you. Because of the amount of support that your family gives you, you need to be where they're at. Okay, which is why you can't be overseas doing the doctor thing and your family's here. That's actually right. Drawing on your energy. It's drawing on your ability to do so much better than what you can do if you're in the same sphere as your family. Okay, so it's like you need to be with your family wherever your family's at. I do get your family would support the move. Okay. With maybe a little bit of resistance coming from your husband because of his job, okay, or whatever it is that he's doing right now. But I do get the rest of your families like, yeah, let's go. Let's go now, right? Yeah. And if not, then, you know, look at staying here. But in terms of the schooling, like, mm-hmm. you are being so supported from the universe to change your career right now. So just do it. Pick one. Whether it's overseas and move your family, or stay here and stay with your family here and change the career path, because you could do either.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful. I appreciate that. But I have a question about that. After finishing a year of medical school, I thought nursing was going to be a breeze, but it's not. I have no problem getting good grades academically in the lecture part. But I had some trouble. It's very harsh clinicals. They're very, very harsh. They're very negative. You know, they focus on negative feedback more than anything. They don't encourage. They have some of them, though, have favorites. But that's the way it's been. And my response has been anxiety.
Right.
So when
yeah.
they saw that, they kind of like a bully took advantage of that and made it worse for me. Of course, I should have not let that happen, but.
Yeah, there's a reason I think the medical community focuses on what's going wrong versus mm-hmm. what goes right. And the reason being is there's the potential for somebody's life to be in your hands. So they do operate from a fear-based educational mentality of, we need to scare you so you're going to do the right thing, versus, you know, oh, good, pat on the back, you've got that one right. Mm-hmm. You know, because people's lives are at stake in some cases, not all cases, but in some cases.
Yeah,
and
there
I think
some
that's
teachers that aren't that way there, but the ones that are in charge the most are that way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old
I mean,
school.
Yeah. And part of me says, like, you're probably not ever going to be in the field. Like, you're getting the degree so that you can do other things. Part of me thinks, you know, what about taking naturopath, or like getting a degree in naturopath, probably not chiropractic because that would be too much manipulation, but, you know, naturopath or homeopathy or something that is still giving you a degree. What I'm picking up is that it's karmic related, that there's something that you're working through with regards to your fears, with regards to standing in your power. Like you have all the support, but there's still an aspect of you that, you know, feels very separate and feels very alone. And, you know, that's the part of you that's sort of working through your life lesson, like your soul lesson. And I would say, you know, if you're never going, I mean, one, either suck it up and just, you know, listen to what they say, even though, you know, that's not who you are, but you want the degree, or, you know, get something that is more in alignment with who you are and where you're wanting to go. I mean, most people, like I know I have this discussion with a lot of younger kids who, you know, it's like, well, I want to go into psychology, but I want to go into psychology because I want to make changes, right? It's like, well, that's great. But it does mean that you have to take the curriculum to get where you want to go so that you can make the changes. So, you know, we're not
It's not me. It's them. They're right. Finding me. They just flunked me out of clinicals. You know, they can't flunk me out of the lecture because I get top grades there. But if they flunk you out of clinicals, then you're done. You know, you can't. This is the second time. Now I can't go back to that school, though I'm going to try and appeal.
Right.
But I'm thinking of going to other nursing schools, but that's not going to be easy getting in after that experience.
I guess, again, because it's this piece of karma that you're trying to work through, it's you sort of standing in your power. But, I mean, the question is, do you really want that fight? Like, is that your fight? Or is it, you know, would it be, you know, looking at something else that doesn't...
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide. It's your choice. You know, do you want the fight and do you want to do the appeal and go through that or find another school and still have to, you know, make a good case? There is definitely, you know, there's definitely some karma around that. And I mean, to me, the other piece is I'm not sure that you will ever do clinical nursing, but you want the degree. So, you know, maybe align with what you do want. But Nancy, what are you getting?
Align with what you do want. Okay, so look at the big picture and say to yourself, what do I want at the end of the day? And I'm not talking about the degree here. I'm talking about the life experience in terms of what it is you're going to be doing with this degree. Okay?
Well, okay.
If you're thinking of going alternative, go alternative now.
Get the degree in something like,
You know, alternative medicine,
yeah,
whatever that may look like, whatever path you want to follow. So, like, don't go with the medical degree just to prove to yourself that you can do it, number one, and to prove to everybody else that you are medically certified.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was at with it, because people are more likely to, even though they say they hate doctors, they're most, that's who they go to first, you know?
Right. I mean, I don't know, like, our doctor, like all our alternative doctors, have been recognized in our medical as caretakers as well. So
yeah, medical professionals, just under a different name. Right?
Yeah. So the homeopathic and the what did I say initially? Anyway, they're accepted. Here in Canada anyway, and I think you guys must as well, as secondary caregivers or as full caregivers. So it's choose what you want. They're still considered a medical degree in, it's alternative, but it's still a medical degree. And some of them, you know, are much more where you have to, you know, update it every 4 years to continue your practice. So it's even more stringent than a physician. But, you know, you have to decide what you want.
Physicians have to update a lot, all the time.
Yes, yeah.
In the United States.
Well, both of them, all of them you do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not nursing as much, but, I mean, you have to decide what you
want. Here in this country.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to decide what you want and then just go for it. But open your heart and you know, really do some soul searching. But we have to go to break. So, you know, just do some soul searching, figure out what you want. And it's really, you're being supported. So just open up and let your heart guide you.
Thank you so much. That was very
You're welcome.
Helpful.
Okay. We're going to go to break now. We can take probably one more caller. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started. I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've ever longed to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm laying by a moment here with you. Forgetting all I'm lacking, completely incomplete. I'll take your invitation. Take all of me.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And we have probably our last caller, which is Haley from Ohio. Hi, Haley.
Hi, hi. This is Haley.
All right.
I know my mother's listening, Denise, because she introduced me to this radio station today.
Oh, really?
I just started listening. So, hi, Mom. I just wanted to say that. Anyway, my question is, you know, I just turned 30 in July, yeah. And I see that all my friends are getting married, having children, and I feel like I've always had a little more hesitance in relationships, and there's always something where I just feel like it's not right, but I don't want to wait until I can't have kids to find someone, you know? So my question is, like, do I need to change the way that I'm seeking a mate? Because I feel like I'm constantly hesitant, and I don't know if that's saying this is not right or if it's just me being too picky, because I think that I used to be not picky enough, and now I might be too picky.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm going to say,
I'm fearful.
Right. I know Nancy has a different, well, we'll see. What I'm picking up is that, that void that we're trying to fill, that peace that we, you know, that makes us want to be in a relationship. And I know that feeling. It's funny. I didn't quite get it at your age. I kind of got it before because as I was leaving university, everybody was getting married. All of my closest friends were getting married. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But I mean, try not to make timing an issue. It's really so not an issue. You're still so young and having kids and all that, you've got lots of time for that. It's more about, one, finding that peace within you that you need to sort of nurture and love and accept and just allow that to sort of be your guide. Like, your heart is your guide. I'm not sure what that is. I know Nancy had a different thought as you were talking about that, so I'm going to let her discuss that.
Yeah, no, keep your pickiness. keep it. Be picky.
Sorry. See, I would never say that, but I'm going to let Nancy have that one, okay?
Okay,
I'm just going to say
you.
I'm going to say, work on whatever piece inside of you is feeling, lonely and needing to have someone in your life. We all want to share somebody in our life, but we want to share from a place of love, not from a place of fear. So, when you see all your friends doing this, you're now going at it from a place of fear. So let go of the fear.
Yes.
Totally. I actually see some really interesting things coming for you. I see a change. The sun is all around you and you're very intuitive. So allow yourself to have that recognition. And, someone is coming and it looks like it's, somebody who's very passionate, very hardworking. But Nancy, go.
Yeah, I'm in complete alignment. So even though I said keep your pickiness, it's trust your intuition. Okay, your intuition's not going to guide you to the wrong mate. It's going to guide you to the right one. So if it does not feel right, and that's where I meant keep your pickiness. It's keep your sense of empowerment. So right now you're looking at it, like we had said earlier, from an outside perspective. Everybody else is getting married and I'm alone. That's not you. Okay. You're not necessarily feeling that lack. You're only noticing it externally and you're trying to internalize it. But I'm getting it's a complete outside thing, that you're recognizing. Yes, if you're recognizing it, there's a piece of you that's wondering the when, but let go of the timing. Have fun, okay? Because it's in that moment of fun that you're going to meet the person who's right for you, and you're going to know when it's the right person, which is what I mean by, don't say yes to everybody who asks you out if your intuition's screaming no.
That's my problem. I keep saying yes to everybody and then getting trapped, I feel like, and feeling like I'm responsible for their feelings.
Yeah.
I feel their feelings, and it's really difficult to tell them, hey, sorry, this is not it.
Yeah. That comes, and we'll go to the astrology, because that comes from your astrological energy. You have sun in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer. Your moon is in Aries, and Cancer rules the moon. Right. So there's a lot of emphasis on your moon, and that's where you kind of self-absorb what other people are feeling. It's like you're a chameleon. The moment, if you're hanging out with a bunch of happy people, you're happy. The moment you go to a bunch of sad people, you turn sad. You know what I mean? So it's separate, always continually ask yourself, is what I'm feeling mine? If you instantly hear yes in your head, it's yours. And if you're no, recognize who it's coming from and then kind of like pull back your own sense of ownership. Okay. Own what's yours. Okay. Let go of what's not yours. Okay. And the same with dating. If you're attracted to somebody and you feel that connection, go out with them, but don't go out with somebody because you're feeling sorry for them. Okay. Cause that's okay. Just, yeah, that's got like, bad situation wrapped all around it, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm dating someone right now, just very lightly dating them. I feel like they're the perfect person for me, except we don't have that deep down click that I usually look for. It's not like when you can laugh really hard with someone or discuss something really deep. I feel like it's lacking, but everything else is just perfect about them, you know?
Well, I mean, and that's your intuition. Just have fun. Try not to make it something. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, you know that it's not going to. But we actually have to go. The show's over.
So thank you.
You're welcome. So just follow your intuition. Yes. It will guide you. All right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. So you have been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Nancy will be with us next Wednesday. So if you have questions and you wanted to get some answers and you didn't have time to get in today, you know, call us next week. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Sky Radio, powered by CBS.